talked the other day about being able to control the defense with your eyes, with your shoulder, things like that. How's that learning process been for you? Obviously, you didn't have to do as much of that in college. I assume as you're doing now. Like how's that gone?
Yeah, I mean, I would do it in college just because, you know, obviously, you know, I was taught that, you know, I was taught those things, but, you know, it's on steroids, obviously, in the NFL. You're not just moving safeties, you're moving linebackers. You know, you can keep your eyes inside for corners to overlap and go outside. You know, just little things I'm learning just about the game. And, it's been cool to learn, you know, because, you know, your eyes can dictate a lot of, you know, throws being open. You can help yourself out a lot, especially in, you know, zone coverages and all those things. So, it's been nice to be able to progress and do it in games, not just practice. It shows that, you know, Flip and Ollie are really working hard with me, and it's sticking.
Have you found that as a rookie quarterback, I mean, obviously they're trying to confuse you all they can. How many opponents try to get into your head by taunting or talking, or does it – it must happen some.
I talk a lot, too. You know, I talk a lot. Not, but I'm not rude about it. I'm not rude about it. I do talk back, though. I'm kind of passionate when I play football, if we haven't noticed yet. But, they don't really – I mean, it's the NFL. You know, guys will say stuff, but, you know, it's more funny than, you know, serious and throw you off your game kind of thing. Obviously, I won't repeat what some of the guys have said, but they definitely say things. But, you know, for the most part, it's kind of like one big brotherhood that we're just, you know, we're beating each other up every Sunday.
You've played, obviously, in some loud environments. You played the Seahawks earlier. Arrowhead can be difficult. Like, what's the key to kind of still being able to execute in those types of environments?
Yeah, so it's nice to be able to play at a place like Seattle, where, you know, I guess these two are the loudest stadiums in the NFL. So you have to be ready for it. You know, it's something that, you know, you practice, like your silent cadences and different hand signals and different things like that, just to make sure that we can execute at a high pace, high level. I thought that, you know, especially in Seattle, I thought we did a good job in and out of the huddle. That's something that we have to do this week. We have to get back in and out of the huddle really good, really quick, with a good tempo. We got to play with a good tempo, because the noise can and can be a factor, especially if you let it. For us, we just got to, you know, do the best that we can and preparing for it.
There's a certain amount of things that you kind of check off as your first, you know, your first touchdown pass, first whatever. You know, now first road win, is that the one that's foremost in your mind?
That's the next one. You know, that's the next one, because that's the opportunity that we have this week. I absolutely. I'm looking forward to this one. Obviously, I know how physical they are. We played them. I know how I felt, you know, after that game, and I know what to expect. Very physical defense. Nothing but, you know, props to them. You know, they're talented all over the place, and before anything, I want to make sure that we're all praying for Eric Berry too. That's serious. That's real life. And, I want to make sure that I extend that too, that, you know, my wife and I will definitely be praying for him, because that's serious. That's real life. So, we wish him the best.